Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're getting snow here the next couple of days. Got some snow last night. But the guy that the Minnesota Twins added to their organization, he's the maker of rain. The maker of rain, Josh Donaldson, 4 years, $92 million. And joining us now, friend of the show, friend of mine, Brandon Warren, Zone Coverage, Minnesota. He joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Hey, Brandon, man, what's going on with you?
Yeah, it's a crazy night, man. Probably the biggest thing I've ever covered as a reporter for the Minnesota Twins. It's unbelievable, man.
It's been crazy, man. So, all right, so let's get into it. Give me your thoughts. The news breaks a couple of hours ago that Josh Donaldson made his decision. He's signing with the Minnesota Twins. Just your initial reaction.
I'm stunned. I mean, I've been telling people close to me that I expect him to do something big still as of just a few days ago, but I didn't know what it would be. And then it's Donaldson, a free agent, not a trade where they don't have to trade any of the prospects, but just cold hard cash. It's about the best you could hope for because their entire farm system is still intact. If they want to trade for a pitcher, they still have any kind of backup they'll need if anybody gets hurt during the season. It's about the best thing you could hope for this side of landing. You know, they wanted Zach Wheeler. Obviously, Gerrit Cole was out of their price range. Steven Strasburg out of their price range. So to go get a superstar talent at a position where they could use some help, moving Miguel Sano over to first base, I tell you, man, it's a really nice move.
All right, so for one of the things that we talk about is Josh Donaldson, and we think about his bat, and we think about the home runs, all that stuff, whatever. But you had mentioned this a while back in regards to Josh Donaldson. Is the thing that I think a lot of maybe the novice fans don't really understand and maybe don't get is how good he is defensively.
Yeah, like we're not talking pretty good. We're not talking about a slight upgrade on Miguel Sano. We're talking about a guy who could very well win the Gold Glove next year. Again, assuming he stays healthy, and that's pretty much a caveat with anybody. But this is a guy who does everything you want. I mean, he doesn't run real well, but power, gets on base, great defense. He's a tireless worker and seems to be a guy who, in the clubhouse, is really, really well-liked. He's kind of an intense guy. We saw with Glenn Perkins a few years ago. I think Perk threw an inside pitch on him, and he got real ticked off about it, and they were kind of jawing back and forth. But I think they could probably bury the hatchet over a couple of beers, and you know, it could be a really good partnership there. But yeah, he's a pretty fiery guy, and you know, it's never a bad thing when you got a teammate that you really like that will go to war for you.
Yeah, and there's a difference between being a competitor and super pumped and fired up and being a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? But those are drastic differences between the two.
Feels like kind of like if you have AJ Pierzynski or Jared Allen on your team, like you love them when they're on your team, and when they're on the other side, you know, you just want them to go away. So it's a competitive fire thing, and I think the Twins and their fans should be really, really glad that this all came together.
Do you feel like there was kind of a rebirth for Josh Donaldson in the short time he had in Atlanta? Because it seemed like over the last couple of years, maybe transitioning from Toronto into Cleveland, people just kind of looked at him and felt like, man, we don't know what to make of his career moving forward.
Well, and he got hurt, right?
It's
a long time. You know, he ended up taking a one-year kind of pillow contract to go back home and play for the Braves. I think he had shoulder issues. He had all kinds of stuff that kind of dogged him at the end of that time. People might forget, too, he was traded to Cleveland for a brief stretch, too, there in the 2018 season. And now that he's 34, he's about my age, frankly. But, you know, he seems to be right where he needs to be health-wise, physically, takes immaculate care of his body. I mean, he's in terrific shape. It's just, to me, it makes all the sense in the world. And he's on the upward slope for as much as you can be for someone who turned 34 last month. I can't endorse this signing enough as a person who covers the team and knows what it's going to take for them to try compete not only with the Yankees, but even in their own division with Chicago and Cleveland.
We're talking to Brandon Warren, zone coverage here on Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. So knowing that you ended up with Homer Bailey and Rich Hill, you get Pineda back, you get Odorizzi, and then now you've put you factor in Josh Donaldson. I guess right now as it stands, what kind of grade would you give the Minnesota Twins for their offseason moves?
So it was about a C or C plus, maybe a B minus if you wanted to push it before Donaldson. I'm at an A minus right now. I think they can go full in and get an A plus for the offseason if they go get a pitcher. And I know they've got pitching. I know they have kind of got those pieces in place. But we thought they were done 2 years ago. They got Logan Morrison. They got Lance Lynn. We thought they were done last year. They got Marwin Gonzalez. I still think they have that move in there. Now, with the salary that they're committing to Donaldson, to me it's going to be a player like a John Gray from the Rockies who's, you know, only going to make $5, $6, $8 million this year, instead of a David Price who's got a big contract. So I think you look at pushing in some of your prospect chips. You may not need that first baseman prospect that you really like or whatever. And I think you go get one of those guys who's on the upswing pitching-wise, who's not as expensive as he's going to get yet, but you'll be happy to pay him as long as he keeps producing. So I'd be on the lookout for them making that kind of move, because that pushes this offseason to an A+, no question about it. But an A- right now, I think that's still a passing grade.
All right, so the other information and news that came out here in the last couple of days is the Miguel Sano, added money. He gets $30 million more now. So when you look at Miguel Sano and the production that he gave you last year, and as we move forward with him and just kind of adding on, because you're talking about those adding the money in there, but essentially it's like the arbitration stuff, whatever that you're dealing with moving forward. But the bottom line is, what do you make of this? Do you like it? Because, you know, he's always been that kind of lightning rod type of player where some fans are all in and they love Miguel Sano when he's hitting home runs, but then they've got a ton of fans that hate him because he strikes out too damn much. And I know it gets frustrating at times, and you know, but you know, you got some people that just will never be in love with Miguel Sano. But what do you make of just the production and moving forward, what you think, how much better he can be in a Twins uniform?
Yeah, this is the right time for an extension, because if he plays again like he did last year, this year, that value probably doubles.
Yes.
And you get closer to free agency and that sort of thing. And people will say, you know, his best defensive tool is his arm. You're going to neutralize that at first base. Yeah, but when you bring along somebody as good as Donaldson, you make that trade-off, no question about it. I mean, who cares what C.J. Cron's arm was like? Yeah, okay, I get it. But first base, the tools to play first base are just so much different than third base. And when you can get a Gold Glove caliber third baseman, you do whatever it takes to do that. So no, he looked capable at first base. You know, he'll spend the entire spring training working with whether it's Tucker Frawley or Tommy Watkins or whoever on his footwork around the bag and some of the finer points. But as we saw with Joe Mauer, if you take an elite athlete, and make no mistake, you know, Miguel Sano is like a defensive end in that body. And, you know, he looks like Danielle Hunter. If you put him over first base and you give him enough reps, he'll be just fine over there. And your defense is that much better for it because you picked up Josh Donaldson in the first place. And then not only that, but then your offense is good because Donaldson's a much better hitter than Cron was. So the move for Donaldson makes so much sense, and for Sano to slide over and just kind of settle in at first base where he can play for the next 3 to 5 years, I think it makes all the sense in the world.
I think one of the keys of me sitting here feeling confident in what the Twins have done in the offseason is that, and I know some people will say, well, Blake, you're being a homer. I'm not necessarily being a homer. I just have a lot of faith in Derek Falvey and Thad Levine. I like what they do. And one of the things that they're not going to do, they're not going to overpay, I don't think, for any of the talent out there.
Before all this went down, all they had on the future books was $50 million. It was Max Kepler's deal, Jorge Polanco's deal, the second year of Michael Pineda, and then a buyout of Sergio Romo. It's like $50 million, $50.5 million. That's less than the White Sox gave Dallas Keuchel all by himself. This is a team. I liken it to Joe Mauer's discipline at the plate. That's how disciplined Derek Falvey and Thad Levine have been at putting this whole thing together. They know exactly what they're doing. They're playing chess while other teams are playing checkers with budgets, with player development, Rocco Baldelli telling his players to get off their feet if they, you know, don't want to deal with the grind of 162 games. You know, go take a nap in the nap room. They're revolutionizing the game, and I don't think I'm being a homer either when I say that. This is a team, and you know, their pitch to Donaldson is what won him over. I mean, the fact that he's from near Atlanta, and they still got him to come to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Look outside, man. They got him to come to Minnesota for this, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're putting together here in Minneapolis.
I'm with you, man. Hey, Brandon, I appreciate the time tonight. That's Brandon Warren from Zone Coverage joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, man. Take care.
You got it.
All right, take care. That's Brandon Warren joining us. He does awesome stuff. Check out his work, as always, on Zone Coverage Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.